This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. Russia and India vote to scale up bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. Addressing the India-Russia Business Forum alongside Russian President Vladimir Putin in New Delhi yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi noted that recent discussions between the two leaders and the strong potential on both sides indicate that the bilateral trade target will be achieved well ahead of schedule. He also noted that discussions have commenced on a free trade agreement between India and the Eurasian Economic Union. Modi mentioned that at today's summit, India and Russia have taken several important decisions on tourist visas for citizens of both countries, which will boost tourism, create new business opportunities, and open up new employment opportunities for both India and Russia. He expressed that both the countries can partner in EV manufacturing, automotive components, and wireless mobility tech, which will contribute to the development of the global south, especially Africa. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the center is working to amplify the tax system, noting that income tax should no longer be seen as a tiresome exercise. Addressing the leadership summit of a private media organization in New Delhi today, the minister highlighted that the income tax slabs need to be made more transparent, simplified, and compliant for the upliftment of the citizens. The minister also said that a complete overhaul of the customs framework will be the next big assignment. Union, Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today announced that the government is aiming to boost the income of cattle rearers by 20% over the next 5 years by implementing a circular economy model in the dairy sector. The minister made the announcement while addressing a public meet in Sanadhar, Gujarat, after inaugurating a big bio-CNG and fertilizer plant of Banas Dairy and performing the groundbreaking ceremony for a state-of-the-art 150 TPD milk powder and baby food plant of Banas Dairy. The Home Minister is scheduled to chair the third meeting of the Parliamentary Consultative Meeting Committee of the Ministry of Cooperation at Banas Dairy later today. Flight operations at Delhi Airport are steadily resuming and returning to normal following the recent disruptions. In an advisory, the Delhi Airport Authority informed passengers that some IndiGo flights will continue to be affected. It advised passengers to check the latest flight status with the airline before leaving for the airport to avoid inconvenience. It further advised people to check the official website at www.newdelhiairport.in for the latest flight status. A nationwide competition is underway on the MyGov portal in the run-up to the 9th edition of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's unique interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. The online multiple-choice question-based competition will remain open till 11 January next year. Students from class 6 to 12, along with teachers and parents, can take part in the competition. All registered participants who complete the activity will receive a certificate of participation from MyGov. Pariksha Pe Charcha is scheduled to take place in January 2026, where the participants from India and abroad will engage with the Prime Minister to discuss exam stress and celebrate examinations as an utsav and an integral part of life. The Supreme Court has assured that judges are exercising the utmost caution when it comes to the use of artificial intelligence, AI, in the judicial process, emphasizing that such technology will never take over judicial decision-making. A two-judge bench led by Chief Justice of India Suryakant and Justice Joymalia Bagchi was hearing a petition calling for the regulation of AI and machine learning within the judicial system. The nation paid homage to Bharat Ratna Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his 70th Mahaparinirvan Divas or their anniversary today. Across the country, several programs are being organized to highlight Dr. Ambedkar's unparalleled contribution to nation building. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and other dignitaries paid floral tribute to the architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on Mahaparinirvan Divas. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.